Greetings.
And you made it.
Thank you. This is the nicest elevator I've seen in a while.
This is a gorgeous building in general.
Florida State University's chemistry building is impressive. It was constructed from a $500 million royalty check that came to the school when it patented the cancer drug Taxol. The space also houses the chemistry labs of Professor Thomas Albert Schmidt, whose recent work on the rare elements of berkelium and californium has been getting lots of attention lately.
Daddy, where is the berkelium?
The berkelium's here, buddy. You've already seen it.
I said warn her about it.
Oh, warn her.
Warn me about the berkelium?
The radiation. You're fine.
It's in this lab that FSU is doing some pretty interesting science with those elements. Both glow green and are highly radioactive, but they're also safely locked in a transparent case with rubber gloves inside.
We dissolved it up, and that was that. So actually, you're now one of probably 50 people on the planet that's seen that element. You're part of a very select group.
I feel very exclusive right now.
This chemistry lab is a Category 2 facility. Labs are ranked on a scale from 5 to 1, and that scale is based on the amount of plutonium, or its equivalent, that a lab can have. Think World War II and the Manhattan Project. That would be considered a Level 1. Florida State is the only university in the nation to house a Level 2 lab, and that's drawn researchers from around the world to Tallahassee. Plutonium is created when uranium breaks down, and those other elements, berkelium and californium, they're far more potent. They don't currently exist naturally, but they used to.
We can use telescopes to look far beyond our own solar system, and in many cases even our own galaxy, to look at supernova events that have recently occurred, and we can see the what we call the spectral properties. In other words, in the simplest way of saying, we can see the colors of these other elements. And so we know that they once existed here but are now long gone.
So what's the point of studying highly radioactive elements made in a lab? And why should anyone care about them?
On the more applied side of things, there are probably three issues. One is we need more energy. We are, especially as Americans, we are not good at cutting back. And even though nuclear energy is very controversial, we're already seeing worldwide impact of climate change. Nuclear energy has a very small carbon footprint.
But there's also nuclear waste. And Albert Schmidt says studying these elements can teach scientists more about how to address the problem.
There's understanding the universe. There's cleaning up the mess of the Cold War legacy, and it looks like the Cold War has started back up again. So and Russia is still producing plutonium. So they're still making a bigger mess. We have stopped. We don't need to make any more. But there's a lot of things that need to be done, both applied, and there's a lot of fundamental questions that remain totally unanswered. And that's why I'm here.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me in your lab.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.